Hi, my name's Jordan Harrop, and I'm a student at the University of Chester. I've been studying radio production for the last 3 years, and in 2 months, I'll be on the hunt for a role in radio. So how do I do that in an industry that is known to be very competitive?
I'm fully aware in this day and age, those sorts of opportunities probably don't exist at all, in the sense there's such a heightened demand from students to actually get into radio stations or media outlets.
Over the past few months, I've embarked on a journey, and with help from others like me trying to make it to the big time.
I'm Luke Plevin.
And people who have succeeded in getting into radio.
My name's Louis Chadwick.
I'm Fiona Sadler.
I'm Stu Toland.
I have been finding out what I need to do to get the job of my dreams. This is Voice of the Future.
Voice of the Future.
There are currently 55 registered student stations within the Student Radio Association, or SRA, and the organisation's main focuses involve developing student radio and the students within them. Every year, the SRA holds an awards ceremony, supported by the industry, where student stations from around the UK come together to celebrate the best of student radio. Every November, 16 awards are handed out to individuals, teams and even whole radio stations, giving students the chance to launch their careers within the radio industry. The award that every radio station wants to win is the best student radio station, and last November was won by Smoke Radio, led by radio manager George McDonough.
You know when you always go into an award, you always have like a little inkling, you think, oh, we might win this one, we might win this one, and the best station one was the one from the very, very beginning that I always said we had no chance of winning. So to actually do it and to beat a station who have won it for the past 5 years in a row. And I think someone told me the statistic that we're one of only two other radio stations to win the award in the last 12 years apart from URN, which is just unbelievable.
Obviously, winning the award is the pinnacle of any radio student's career. But moving away from the awards, I was keen to hear another student's perception of being involved with a campus station.
I think people underestimate the value of student radio. It's where you can sit and make your mistakes. It's where you can kind of learn off people who were maybe on their way in. And also it's a place where you can make contacts. I think people forget that people our age are actually probably better contacts than those older than you, because they're going to be the people who eventually you're going to be working alongside if all things go well. So I think it's a great way, and I've met so many great people who are still students who are working kind of on exciting projects that I'm able to get involved in, but just because they're my mates. I think the most important thing I always think is that you don't have to make contacts per se, you just got to make friends.
Stephen Mitchell worked alongside George in their second year at Smoke Radio within the music team, and believes university teaches something more than just radio.
When you've got a deadline for a university project, you kind of treat it differently, so you can have more fun. So it really kind of teaches you to have the fun aspect of radio whilst you're learning the serious side, which is what radio is meant to be at the end of the day, fun.
As I am studying at the University of Chester, I thought it would be good to speak to a recent graduate who has had the same experiences as me and has succeeded in the radio industry. Danny Bates is now a casual producer for Bauer Media.
Ever since I was 10, listening to Chris Moyles and being absolutely obsessed with his jingles, to the point where I absolutely love radio, and if I'm honest, I wanted to be a radio presenter. That's it. I'm going to be a radio presenter. I work 4 hours a day, get a fancy car and I go home at like after 4 hours, which, by the way, isn't the case. But then got to uni and saw a different side of, realised that presenting wasn't for me and focused more on the background stuff. Mm. For me, it worked because it was just a case of I was very lucky because my tutor so happened to work in the radio industry and could get me that work experience quite easy, obviously. Not every lecturer that you bump into or person you meet works in the industry and can get you in. I just felt I was quite lucky. I always say it's a lot of it was luck. I was in the right place at the right time. But at the same time, I might have been in the right place and I may have come in. But, you know, it's my hard work and determination that's kept me here. You can't just go, oh, I'm here, go do a rubbish job and expect to be asked back, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
You work hard, then you'll get noticed for it.
Louis Chadwick went to the University of Salford and is now employed as a breakfast producer on the Hits Radio. And he reckons the university helped him in areas that, at the time, he didn't think were radio-related.
Uni definitely equipped me with skills that I use whilst I'm at work. So, I mean, when I went to uni, I'd done lots of video before and lots of video work, but only sort of bits and bobs, you know, family holidays, video cameras and editing, just doing things at sixth form. Until uni, hadn't really delved into very advanced editing and very advanced sort of camera setups, using proper cameras and actually making some pretty good TV work. And so I didn't even realise that would come in useful until I started work, because film became such a massive element of radio, and it is now. Online is such a platform, and the amount of content we're making video-wise is enormous. So until I didn't even realise those skills would come in handy. I even kind of, at the time, thought, oh, Why are we doing so much TV? This is, I want to do more radio.
If someone could sum up student radio, it would be Stu Tolan, drive time presenter for Rock FM. He learned his radio trade in New Zealand, working his way up through the industry before being offered a job at Bauer Media in the UK. He noticed some big differences in student radio between the two countries.
The student radio in New Zealand is very different to the student radio here in the UK. Student radio in the UK here is awesome and it's fun. And look what you guys have. You've got an amazing setup. Your setup's almost... In fact, I'm going to grab some of these microphones when I head back to Rock FM because they're better than ours. But student radio, especially here in the UK, is an amazing, amazing thing to be part of. And what you guys do with all your student radio awards and stuff and what you do here on campus is incredible, where in the real world, you probably don't get to do that. It's all a bit serious in commercial radio, you know. You can have a lot of fun here.
Voice of the future.
Georgie Sullivan is another recent graduate from the University of Chester. She immersed herself in the campus radio station and is now working at BBC Radio Oxford as a broadcast assistant. But her interest became apparent long before university.
In secondary school, that's when I kind of realised that I really wanted to do radio. So weekly, my dad would take me to the hospital radio down the road and I would sit in with a lovely old chap and do his quiz every week. I would write the quiz and present the quiz. So I did that weekly and that was kind of my first step into radio. And then after secondary school, I thought, A-levels, I don't really want to do them. What I really want to do is radio. So I went to Stratford-upon-Avon College and did a BTEC in media production with a emphasis on radio and audio. So I did that for 2 years and did student radio there, although we weren't affiliated with the SRA. We were just kind of like, do what you want, whenever you want type radio, which was really, really good. We basically just played songs and sang a lot. And then... after that, I thought, oh, I love this. I just want to carry on doing it at university. And yeah, ended up at the University of Chester doing radio with journalism.
Hospital radio is a very popular starting point for budding radio personnel. The UK boasts more than 230 hospital radio stations, with Chris Moyles, Scott Mills and even Carl Pilkington some of the famous names to volunteer in hospital radio. I studied alongside a student called Luke Plevin at Sixth Form College, and he is currently studying radio at the University of Staffordshire. Although I use community radio to introduce myself to the industry, Luke chose hospital radio to help start his career.
It's all voluntary. There was no paid work for me. But in the start, you don't want a lot of paid work, because volunteering is a great way to get started into things. The benefits were definitely I was able to do things the way I wanted to do them, do things in a way that allowed me to grow and to try new ideas without a huge audience, without a risk of, you know, being detrimental to the station or the on me as a presenter. I also gained a lot of production skills and a lot of PR skills, because I gained a bit of knowledge into the PR world through the show that I did. I booked local bands, I did things in a way that people hadn't done in the station before, and I got recognised, and it gave me a lot of confidence to where I am now.
Georgie shares a similar view to Luke, seeing hospital radio as a fantastic opportunity for individuals to begin to learn how radio works.
Being just like a young listener of radio, I did not know what went on behind the scenes at all. So it's really interesting to actually see a studio and see a playout system. So and just kind of know the timings and the way it all looks, like when the jingles come and when your song and how it counts down to when you've got to hit the top of the hour and everything. And it was really interesting and quite fun to see the music library. They literally had like a cupboard full of CDs and meeting all the nice people who is just a hobby and hearing their passion for radio kind of rubbed off on me and even more. And it was basics, but such a nice way to get into it and figure out that, oh, this is actually what I want to do.
Voice of the Future.
Rob Tobin is a network producer for Bauer Media, based at Key 103 in Manchester. And similarly to Georgie, he knew what he wanted to do from a young age.
It was when I was 14 years old, I finally got involved at a community radio station after about 3 years of wanting to get involved at a radio station. So when I was about 11, I started emailing around hospital radio stations, community radio stations, commercial radio stations, everyone in my local area, which was Liverpool. Obviously, being 11 years old, I got absolutely nowhere for a few years until one of the community radio stations I'd been in touch with said that I could come down and do some training and get involved and do a show.
He was then able to get himself into Radio City and get lots of experience there, which I admire hugely.
I have worked very hard and I did start very young, but where I'm lucky is that I actually knew at a very young age what I wanted to do. By the time I left school, I didn't really want to do anything else, so I decided not to go to college, not to do an apprenticeship, not to do anything other than radio. And so at the time, it was a massive risk because I'm in this position where I'm 16, and although I've done loads of work experience, I've done loads of production at Radio City, apps like 1,000 hours at KCC Live volunteering in community radio. And by that time, I knew quite a bit. I'd done quite a bit. I could do quite a bit. But at the same time, I was earning pretty much no money for it still. And it can be so tough to get a job, especially at that age, that it was a massive risk deciding not to go to college and not to do anything other than radio.
His age did play a factor as he developed, but that didn't stop him from getting to where he wanted to be.
Over the last few years, I've had to come into shows that have been on air almost as long as I've been alive and take the reins and tell them how to do stuff. And that's not the easiest thing, when I'm working with presenters who have literally been doing radio twice as long as I've been alive and I'm coming in and telling them how to do radio. That's a bit weird. I've been lucky that everyone I've worked with has been great, but on paper it is, a very young age to be doing what I'm doing. And I think, that has made certain things more difficult for me than they would have been otherwise.
In terms of actually, taking a different direction, do you wish you'd have maybe gone to university, had a bit more time to, do student things?
So in terms of my career, absolutely not. In terms of my career, I'll be honest and say, I'm sat here now with a job I absolutely love. It's full time. It's a staff job in an amazing city. You're working with an amazing team of people, people who I've like idolized and dreamed of working with. I'm now working with on a daily basis, literally doing what I love for my career. It's hard for me to say I'd rather have gone and done a course to get here because I'm here. But on the other hand, I would have loved a few years of student lifestyle. I think in terms of definitely not career wise, but in terms of socially, basically, I would have loved university. I still envy people who go to university because of that. I'm very much like it's all happened very quickly and now I'm in a job and that's it.
Fiona Sadler followed a similar route to Rob, but went to university first before realising that radio was where she wanted to be. She worked her way up through smaller radio stations and showcasing her talent to get where she is now at Key 103. But she feels that there is something more than just talent that gets you known within the radio industry.
I think it's important that you do sort of get a reputation, but it's got to be the right reputation. You have to remember in the radio industry, everybody knows everybody else. It sounds like it's so showbiz and so huge and vast, like you'd think with the films, but everybody, seriously, is in contact with everybody else. So if you do something negative, it does have a really detrimental effect on your career and on your reputation. It's really difficult. I don't know if it's different for a girl and a boy. I wouldn't say that, by having a pair of ovaries, I'm at any disadvantage. I think it's a little bit easier maybe for a girl because there aren't as many girls in radio. Some people might disagree with that, but I certainly think, if you've got the talent, it doesn't matter what gender you are. And if you've got the persistence, you have to keep badgering people. And I'm not one of these people that enjoys getting in touch with people and emailing them constantly because I feel like I'm a bit of a mither. But people appreciate you. And if you do something good, always save it, always send it off to somebody because people do care. And you've just got to make sure that all your best audio is saved. And then you are, you're not letting yourself rest on your laurels. Keep making demos, even if you don't need them, because it's amazing to see how far you've come. I've always got a stockpile of good audio on every computer that I've ever used. There's a file that says great audio. And I just completely just archive everything because I think it's really important. And it's really important to get to know the people in the radio industry, whether it's the programme directors, whether it's all the other presenters and things, to really sort of grasp where you are in the radio industry as well. But if anyone said to me, what would you hope that people thought of you, Fiona? I just genuinely would want people to say, she's a really nice girl, she's really warm on air and engaging, and she's just very down to earth. Because being on the radio doesn't mean that you're anybody in particular or anybody spectacular. It just means that you can talk a lot. And in essence, you just sat in a room on your own, so it's hardly showbiz, is it?
Well, did you kind of wish that maybe you'd taken a different approach to getting into radio? Had you have discovered a bit earlier that radio was where you wanted to be?
I think now there's loads of opportunities and so many more courses as well than when I was at university. I graduated in 2004, and with hindsight, it might have been a little bit easier to get into the radio industry by doing a course at university. But I do think that experience in life experience actually is just as important, because you can have all the tools of the trade. So if you've got the knack, then people can't teach you that knack. You've either got it or you haven't. I mean, you can all learn the basics of how to, you know, do Adobe Audition and how to run a desk and things like that. But if you've got an actual, just a passion for it, and then you've got the voice and the vocal delivery and the interest and the stories, I think that sort of puts you in a great position. But yeah, I probably would have maybe wanted to have tried a little bit sooner to get into the radio industry. I was very reluctant and hesitant to start with, but that was more a case of I didn't know where the radio industry would go. And there has been obviously quite a few catastrophic falls in the radio industry, and it's not the industry that it used to be. I was never there in, they call them the glory days, where you used to get paid £1 million like every weekend to go and open something and were there for 10 minutes. So I think that now, if you really want to do radio, it's got to be because of the love of it.
Voice of the future.
Hello, Mr. Radio. Your friendly station.
So far, I know that it takes a lot of hard work to get into the radio industry, and perhaps a little bit of luck. But there's one thing that I've noticed that everyone agrees on, and this brings me nicely to my next point. It's all well and good having the knowledge and understanding behind how to do a job, but as is the case with most jobs, you need to have the experience of working in that field within the industry, otherwise you won't be as employable. Louis Chadwick taught me through the pivotal steps he took to get himself noticed within the industry.
Listened to loads of radio stations in Manchester and just emailed people that I knew worked there just by Googling the staff and all that kind of stuff, and just said, oh my word, this sounds great, really enjoy that. And Key 103, one of the stations that I thought were brilliant. I thought Mike and Chelsea sounded so good. So I sent the boss an email and obviously pointed him in the direction of my website and said, would you mind having a little look? And this is the stuff I've been doing so far. And that led to an internship on the Home Time show. They were launching a brand new Home Time show with OJ Borge. So I started doing that. And for 2 years, I didn't leave the building. Well, I obviously did to go home and sleep and eat. But I kind of just literally made myself as valuable as possible there, literally doing everything I possibly could. It led to doing traffic and travel news. It led to producing The Breakfast Show on sort of a cover basis. It led to doing loads of sponsorship and promotions, project managing some campaigns. Like when the Olympics was on, there was loads of sponsorship and promotions work through that. And so you just prove yourself, I suppose, to loads of different people through those avenues, through those different facets of the radio station. And by the end of 2 years, which was the time I spent at uni, 2.5 years, I suppose, there was a job on the table and I was in a really good place to apply for it. You know, just got a degree, done all that experience. And so that's how I got my station producer role at Rock, through a successful application on that job.
Danny Bates also took a similar route, using the time he had at Key 103 to help him open doors and become a valuable member of the team.
All I was getting paid to do was do 3 hours of traffic and travel for Drive. If I'd come in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, did 3 hours of travel where I'd be in a little booth, do that for 3 hours and go home at 7, nobody upstairs would know me. I wouldn't be able to make a name for myself. So it's just a case of coming in, opening yourself up to do absolutely anything and everything for free, because, you know, that's how it works. So I came in, said, look, what do you need? I'm here. I want to help. I love doing this. How can I get involved? And it just, you know, it gets to a point where if you're upstairs in that room, something will come up. They'll go, oh, we need somebody. The first thing they do is look up. You know, they don't think, oh, who can we get in the top of the head? They'll look around the room. There's Danny. Danny, can you help with this? And it's just a chance of always saying yes.
A man who employs presenters and looks for new talent is Mike Cass, Network Content Director of Bauer Media. And when he seeks to hire someone, there are a few things that he looks for.
I think there has to be a love of radio, for starters. It doesn't matter what discipline you're trying to get into. You want to make sure that it's somebody who loves what they're doing. because there are going to be long hours, there are going to be disappointments. So it's got to be something that you're hoping they're passionate about. And then whether it be a skill set or a willingness to learn or a certain level of personality that you think would make for good shows, it really does vary. The beautiful part of radio is each person's experience is unique because listening to the radio is unique for each listener. So there is no kind of golden route or golden answer. A lot of it is passion, determination, and enthusiasm, and that comes out in different ways.
Steve Hothersall works in a multitude of roles at Radio City, and he believes that it's important to learn the basics in a professional environment.
Universities are absolutely brilliant places for teaching you, and I've said that word nuts and bolts, and you know, they do that. And I think, you know, if you can get on a university course, you know, just simple stuff like sitting behind a radio desk, you know, monitoring waveforms, use of the microphone, posture, ability to conduct interviews. It's an excellent platform. You've got to remember, I came out of a course that didn't provide any of those things. And actually, a lot of the people who get jobs within the radio industry these days aren't necessarily people who have been on courses and have had the experience you've got. They're often people who've come in and volunteered themselves to, you know, to help out within your radio environment in whatever way possible. They might start by making cups of tea. They might move on to editing interviews. They might be responsible for running the desk when there's an outside broadcast. They might be sent out to interview, you know, a certain personality. You know, those things all of a sudden build up knowledge within individuals, and they almost become the first person to look at when you're looking for the next person to fill a job role. It's sometimes as simple as that, because when you've learnt hands-on within an environment, often the people in the radio station, you know, the management or the people who are employing, want to make the easiest decision for a smooth continuation of product. And often it is the person who might have been doing that job voluntarily or might have been paid just occasional work, but has been part of the fabric for a certain length of time. You know, it can work, and it has worked an awful lot in that way.
So am I doing the right thing being in student radio?
If you are doing student radio, it's about making sure that you take advantage of everything that you're doing and see how it's going to be useful. Student radio is a fantastic place to go and experiment, to find your voice, to work out what kind of broadcaster you want to be, but also understand that that might still need tweaking to get a job in the commercial sector or in the public sector. You know, a BBC local presenter is going to be very different to how you present on Kiss FM. Both are very different to student radio. It's not necessarily that the skills learned in student radio are wrong, it's just there are other skills to add to it. I think the biggest crime is when people don't take advantage of finding out who they are in student radio. They just try and mimic another presenter, or they want to be the next insert whoever here, whether that be Chris Moyles or whether that be Howard Stern or whether that be Scott Mills or Greg James. There's no problem in being inspired by people, but you need to have your own voice.
So we can use student radio to find out who we are and where we want to be within the radio industry. But at the end of the day, experience is the most important thing. Getting in there and creating a good reputation, like Louis Chadwick, Danny Bates, Georgie Sullivan, and most of the radio professionals I've spoken to, could be the best thing to kickstart our careers in the radio world.
During my second year, even though I had compulsory work experience for that month at uni, I did so much more extra on top of that, that I think that's where I picked up exactly what I wanted to do and whittled down the things that I didn't want to do, and kind of set my sights on where I wanted to go. So I think work experience, even though you have to do it unpaid, and even though you have to travel and all that rubbish with it, it is the best thing. And I feel like that, especially I'd done work experience with the BBC before, I think that is why I got employed here, even on a promo basis, even though it was just promo. I think it's because I had BBC experience, work experience, that was why I got this job.
Hello, Mr. Radio. Your friendly speaker.
Voice of the future.
I've learnt so much about the radio industry and the people within it throughout the making of this documentary. Each person I've spoken to has had their own unique experience in getting into the industry, but they all believe that university and student radio is beneficial in one way or another. I certainly know that from my personal experience, I've gained so much knowledge in my 3 years at university, but more importantly, my passion for radio has flourished. University is a great starting point to get yourself into radio, but you need to have the patience and enthusiasm in order to make the most of the opportunities available to you. What that means for me is to use the contacts I've gained from this documentary and maximise their potential. That way I can start my career within the radio industry and become a voice of the future.
I'm Dee Harvey.
I'm Tom Clayton.
I'm Will Dell.
And we are voices of the future.